USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump will be heading back to the White House later today. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says he's satisfied with the president's progress over the last few days.
Over the past 24 hours, the president has continued to improve. He's met or exceeded all standard hospital discharge criteria. He'll receive another dose of remdesivir here today, and then we plan to get him home. It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal.
Dr. Conley added that the president's medical team has been working with experts to make sure the president can safely fulfill his duties from the White House.
We're looking at where he's going to be able to carry out his duties, office space, and I'll just say that it's in line with everything we've been doing upstairs for the last several days.
This is USA Radio News.
I know Wyatt's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get 2 MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Negotiations continue over a bill to provide more economic stimulus as Americans weather the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains that the blame game could be holding up the bill's progress.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least $500 billion apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the Speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And stocks took a jump Monday on news that President Trump was leaving the hospital. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping 465 points to close up more than 1.5%, while the Nasdaq climbed 2.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 30,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California as wildfires have burned through a record 4 million acres in the state. The largest, the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties, has burned through more than 64,000 acres and is currently only about 30% contained. Bjorn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus Center tells Fox News that attempts to suppress wildfires are one of the major reasons there are so many currently burning in the West.
By far the biggest impact is the fact that we have suppressed fire for more than 100 years. So a lot of fuel has built up in the underground of these forests, and that's why you're seeing such big fires.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he's focused at the work to be done in the rest of his senatorial term. The two-term Republican was also considering running for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. And there will be 2 Monday Night Football games tonight to binge on. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the game that was scheduled to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their Sunday game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Both teams reporting no positive tests as of Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.